So what we found in this study was that there are these distinct trajectories of early drug use. There's one trajectory in particular, the progressors who started off drug use at a young age and went on to engage in progressive and consistent drug use from early to mid-adolescence. And this is a group that was at highest risk, and they were the ones who had these weaknesses in working memory and executive control. Why this finding is useful is that we know that there are these early patterns of early indicators of risk, and we can intervene by providing working memory-based interventions that can prevent this high-risk group of adolescents from going on to this negative spiral of developing drug use addiction.